You're listening to SBS News.
The controversial laws were foreshadowed by Brunei in 2014. An activist representing people of diverse gender or sexuality immediately began an online campaign for a boycott of Royal Brunei Airlines, which flies in and out of Melbourne every day. The airline has employed a Canberra-based lobbyist, Alan King, who told SBS the airline isn't currently one of his clients and describes his business relationship as on-again, off-again. When asked about the calls for a boycott, Mr. King says it's only one flight per day. SBS News asked for comment from the airline, which has been silent over the boycott calls. Activist Neil Farrow has started an online petition which calls on the Australian government to ban the airline from Australia.
We've had about 12,000 people sign the petition, and it's still available online and continuing to grow. We're getting lots of positive feedback, and I've had quite a few people contact me and email to offer their support. I think some of the articles are starting now to spread in the news. And the reason why I originally started the petition is, of the 11, now 12 countries in the world that execute people for being LGBTI, Brunei is the only one that has air landing rights in Australia.
Mr. Farrow says once a Royal Brunei Airlines flight has left Australian airspace, everyone on board is subject to Brunei's laws. He says LGBTIQ passengers could be targeted for even simple acts, such as public displays of affection.
It's not just the act of sodomy that is now criminalised in Brunei. It includes things that would be considered public displays of affection in those circumstances. So there's a very genuine and real risk, and I think the silence of Royal Brunei Airlines in attempting to come out and defend or make a statement on this issue further highlights the risk for Australians of, you know, kissing on an aeroplane while flying or holding your partner's hand.
The chief executive of Thorn Harbour Health, which was formerly the Victorian AIDS Council, Simon Ruth, supports the call for a ban.
What we'd like to see from the Australian government is to rescind Royal Brunei's permission to fly into Australia. And we'd like to see Melbourne Airport no longer accept flights from Royal Brunei. There are approximately 450 students in Australia from Brunei as well. And, you know, I think some consideration needs to be given to whether any of them need to seek asylum before they go home. And we'd like to see large travel agents such as Flight Centre and STA and Webjet and Harvey World and the likes no longer offer to sell tickets to Royal Brunei, because if they're profiting from selling flights with Royal Brunei Airlines, they're basically helping support this regime that's brought in these terrible laws.
The co-convener of the Victorian Gay and Lesbian Rights Lobby, Dale Park, says the federal government could have taken action against the airline when the new laws were first announced in 2014, and he says that must happen now.
Whilst the government has come out and said that they obviously disagree with any death penalty, which we very glad to hear, we feel that there is a lot more that could have been done earlier and that pressure still needs to apply.
Brunei's government has defended its new penal code, saying it aims to educate, respect and protect the legitimate rights of all individuals, society or nationality of any faiths and race. SBS News is yet to receive a response from Royal Brunei Airlines. The airline boycott calls come after celebrities George Clooney and Sir Elton John called for a boycott of luxury hotels owned by Brunei. Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.